This is Jim Kircher filling in today for Steve Potter. Well, let me tell you about Shades of Yale. It's an a cappella group celebrating the music of the African diaspora and African-American traditions. You'll correct me if I'm wrong, guests. It just marked its 25th anniversary, and it's come a long way from an early performance at a campus convenience store to recently singing at the White House.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. They've traveled the world. They're in St. Louis this week for three performances. Joining me are two of the members, musical director Ian Miller, a junior at Yale and a St. Louisan. Right,
yes,
Ian?
Yes, Clayton High graduate. 2011.
Great. And Hannah Sears, tour manager, a sophomore at Yale. So African diaspora, African-American traditions, I'm guessing you guys aren't going to run out of material anytime soon.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's great about it. There's such a wealth of genres and material that we draw from. And really, when our founder, Titi Layo Ngwenya, came to campus in 1988, she basically saw she didn't find a lot of music in the a cappella scene that she really enjoyed. And there are 15 a cappella groups at Yale. It's very lively. But she just started it up with some of her friends. And as you said, yeah, we've come a long way and just continued to sing this music.
Yeah, and we're really fortunate to be able to sing everything from, you know, the national anthem of South Africa to Fallen by Alicia Keys. There's really, it's not a pigeonhole kind of area of music. It's one of the most broad and interesting areas of music, in my opinion.
And clearly not in its membership either, because both of you are white guys and a white girl, and and yet you are celebrating African and African traditional music. Tell me a little bit about the group, because clearly it's maybe more than we might expect.
Yeah, it's a co-educational a cappella group, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And basically people come and audition at the beginning of the year, and we accept them. But we have a diverse group of people from all over the country and all over the world.
It's true. And it's only gotten more diverse over the years, I feel. This year we have, you know, people from South Asia, people from America, people who are from Africa. Also, it's just amazing to have such a diverse group, because some of the other a cappella groups at Yale don't feel as diverse to me, but they're all amazing, and I respect them all, and we love going to their performances. But it's really great to be able to share, you know, celebrating this music with people who may not appear to appreciate it as much as they really do deep down, like me.
Yeah. And I think you've got three performances coming up tomorrow at Kirkwood Baptist Church at 3:30, Missouri History Museum Sunday at 3, Clayton High School Auditorium, I think, next Saturday, right?
That's correct.
At 7:30. And we're going to hear a couple of things, but this does take this beyond. I know a cappella is big, especially at the Ivy League colleges, and always has been, although it's certainly popularly gotten a lot of attention with Glee and that sort of stuff. But it's never really gone away at Yale, I imagine.
Oh, no. It has been a tradition forever.
Yeah, it's been around. I mean, they say the oldest a cappella group in the nation is the Whiff and Poofs, which is still around and still touring after 100 years. And it's fervent at Yale. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it except for crazy.
Yeah, it's so extreme. It's almost like sports at some other university. It's everyone's involved in it. Obviously, there's 15 different groups. There's co-ed groups. There's all-girls groups, all-boys groups. There's groups just for seniors. It seems like every other person you meet is somehow involved.
Yeah. And I'd say within that, I mean, I'm really always happy and proud to be in Shades. And I think we do have our unique spin on the a cappella, you know, world.
Well, let's listen to one of the selections. We'll listen to a little bit of that first. And I think it's called Brown Skin. Can you tell me anything about it? Do we need to know anything?
Brown Skin is an R&B song originally by India Ari. And this was from an album called Sankofa that we released about 8 years ago.
Against my brown skin, it's every now and then.
So this is a more modern
yes.
song. But you're the musical director, Ian. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Are you doing the arranging? Are you doing the harmonies?
I'm doing a lot of the new arrangements, and basically I'm just in charge of everything musical that happens for the group. We also have, Hannah is our tour manager for this tour, so she took care of all the logistics. We have
did you convince her to come to St. Louis?
I did, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to take us to San Francisco, my hometown, but Ian, obviously being the musical director, we've never been to St. Louis before, and it was really important to him, as well as important to the group, to share, you know, what we do with his family and with his friends and his community, so.
I'm really excited about it. But anyway, so yeah, I cover everything
because your
musical.
Grades are suffering with this.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big commitment, yeah. And I mean, I almost liken it to a full-time job. I mean, it starts over the summer preparing, choosing the entire repertoire. We learn about 32 songs each year, and we start from scratch, adding new members. So choosing that, editing arrangements as necessary. Most of our arrangements are from Shades members past and present. I'm arranging four or five songs this year to add to the repertoire, and then teaching it throughout the year and just leading everyone through rehearsals. I also have an assistant musical director who helps me as well.
So we say African diaspora. We're talking Africa, South America, the
mm-hmm,
Caribbean, Central America, the United States, mm-hmm. And maybe other parts of the world that I'm not – that's what I'm thinking.
Yes, it is. And we open it up so that we can draw from many of those. A majority of what we sing is from the Americas and the African-American tradition specifically. A lot of soul, a lot of R&B, a lot of spirituals and gospel. But mm-hmm. we also have Caribbean songs. We have African songs. Some Afrobeat is a new song by Angelique Kidjo called Agolo that we're adding this year. Examples like that. But we continue to try to diversify our repertoire, so it really covers a lot of different ground.
Yeah, it really must open your eyes to you probably guys were interested in music, but this getting into something like this probably really opens your eyes to what's out there mm-hmm. in terms of music and the sources and the roots of that music.
Yeah, when I came to Yale and I was choosing what groups I wanted to audition for and potentially join, I definitely connected with Shades a lot because it was the kind of music that I grew up listening to and I wanted to sing it. And I'd been in musical theater before, which is kind of how a lot of kids start doing singing stuff. And I decided that I wanted to transition to a cappella, and it's been extremely rewarding. I mean, at Yale, it's such a big deal, and it's a huge time commitment, but one that I really love having. And I've definitely grown as a singer because I have all these people around me who are pushing me to be better and giving me constructive criticism. And I've also learned a lot more about what music means to the African-American community during my time at Shades.
And that's one thing that Hannah mentioned. I mean, we're an entirely student-run group. There's 18 of us in the group this year. And we're also a self-sustaining nonprofit organization. And as part of that, I mean, we're going to hospitals, we're going to schools around the mm-hmm. city. We have an educational mission and a mission of community service.
Yeah, that's one of my the driving factors of why I chose Shades was because there's a mission beyond just being a group of people who love to sing, which is definitely a worthy pursuit as well. But we're trying to do something bigger with education and, you know, doing concerts for free at schools or hospitals.
And part of that also when we go to schools is we're representatives of Yale University and talking about our experience as Yale students from a variety of backgrounds, be they socioeconomic or geographical.
And we're not all music majors by a long shot.
Actually, I'm the only music major in the group.
But we have a very diverse set of interests and pursuits that we can share with our audience.
Ian, were you doing this at Clayton High?
I was really involved in the arts department. I'm really interested in music and theater and musical theater. But I was in choir all 4 years. I was in the show choir, and I was one of the choreographers of the show choir. And we're actually going to visit my old school's choir sometime during the week. But I've always been interested in music. But it wasn't until I got on campus that it really became my primary focus.
Let's listen to another bit of a selection from Amen.
Yes, I'll just preface this. This is a medley that was arranged by our founding members of the spiritual Amen and the civil rights anthem, We Shall Overcome. And it's really important to us. We've been singing it for 25 years. I say, the collective we, because I wasn't born 25 years ago. But we sing it at almost every concert, usually the last song, and it's just really dear to our hearts.
So this is one of your standards for the performances. Tell me a little bit about the White House performance. Were you guys there?
Yeah,
we were.
Both of us were there.
How did that happen?
It was really exciting. There was an application for holiday performances, and we were selected. It was a really exciting day. It was also a very crazy day. It was right in the middle of our final exams, and there was no excuse.
But you're not going to say no.
Yeah, but you're not going to say no to the White House. But it was the White House, I think, Christmas or holiday party, and we sang for a total of about 3 hours and got to meet the President and First Lady in between.
Yeah, it was actually very difficult leading up to it because we found out we were going to sing about 2 months before the actual date, but we weren't allowed to tell anyone, so all of us were kind of keeping our lips tight, but it was very difficult. And then right after we finished singing, everyone was just so excited and got to tell all their friends and family.
And the other, I mean, there were a lot of logistical difficulties. We had to get there ourselves, and it was not financed. But, I mean, obviously, it's an amazing opportunity. The other thing was it's a holiday party, and they wanted holiday music. Typically, we're not on campus during the holiday season, and we don't learn holiday music. So we scrambled to put together new arrangements that we could sing. And we also added some of our traditional repertoire in as well.
And I know you've probably got a very nice mixture for the upcoming concerts. I'm wondering, you must always be looking for something new, something challenging, something people haven't heard before. Maybe you haven't heard before. What are you looking for now, or what have you just found?
Well, that's a great question. For me, it's really just diversity and just doing things that are different. For instance, one song that we're adding, we don't have a lot of like what I consider to be real blues. So we're adding Hound Dog, and most people associate that with Elvis Presley. But originally, it was sung by Big Mama Thornton, and it's known to be one of like the founding songs of into rock and roll and from the blues tradition. So we're adding that in actually on this tour. It'll be debuting. I'm making the arrangement. But usually at the end of the year, we all pool together and we throw in about 100 different song selections. And from that, we choose what we want to add for the next year.
Yeah, it's interesting about a cappella because even what's considered sort of the whitest form of a cappella music, barbershop quartet singing, my understanding is it has its roots in the African-American community.
Yeah, definitely. And there's all sorts of vocal traditions that draw from there.
Also, I've been thinking recently that we actually don't have any rap in our repertoire, which, you know, makes sense. We're a singing group, but I think that that's a huge part of the African-American tradition that we don't represent yet. So I'm interested in suggesting a few songs that include, you know, parts that rap or, you know, maybe an entire song of rap into the repertoire. So we'll see how that goes at the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, there's always got to be, in any musical group, there's always got to be, I'll say, debates.
Oh, yes.
About what you do next, right?
Mm-hmm. Just about everything, yeah.
Any group at Yale is going to be an opinionated bunch and have a lot of warring opinions, but we all are, I mean, we spend so many hours together every week. We're all really close and we all respect each other's opinions. It's never really a fight. It's more just a discussion.
At the end of the day, I mean, it's like second family for me at home, and I feel like many people feel that way.
Oh, definitely.
And so plenty of interest. Again, it got off, I guess, to a pretty small, I won't say slow start, but a small start, but probably as healthy now as it's ever been, this particular group?
I think so. Yeah. And we have a really strong, big size this year. And I'm really excited for what we're going to achieve. We're also recording another album over spring break this year that will be released in the fall.
Great. If you want to hear Shades of Yale, they'll be at Kirkwood Baptist Church tomorrow at 3:30, Missouri History Museum Sunday at 3, Clayton High School Auditorium next Saturday at 7:30. Our guests have been Ian Miller, musical director of Shades of Yale, Hannah Sears, tour director, 3 performances coming up this weekend and next in St. Louis. This is Cityscape on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.